been on this series for a little while, and I think it's important. And so I'm going to continue tonight. But our theme verse is found in our theme verse is hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. Them cell phones will embarrass you. Hallelujah. Sometimes they act like they got a mind of their own. All right. Now, let's get back to where I was. Turn to 1 Corinthians again, chapter 16. Now, while you're turning to the 16th chapter of 1 Corinthians, is it warm in here to y'all? Or? I don't know why I asked that question, because I don't ever, y'all are never unified. Y'all got to get in unity. Either you cold or you hot, or you just right. I know we got three different opinions in here right now, but I need somebody to help me out just for a moment, just to cool it off up here where I am. So, all right. Gene or somebody, you got it, Kurt? Just one, the other one. Yeah, amen. Now, they may be warm upstairs, too. I don't know. But we won't leave it on long, just enough to take care of the heat just a little bit, cool it off a little bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. And I'm reading again from my New King James Bible. It says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let me read it again. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Now, I want to read it, the same verse, to you again from the New Living Translation, if they'll put that on the screen for me, right quick, the New Living Translation. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous, be strong. Now, let me ask you a question. I don't expect you to really respond verbally, but I'll give you something to think about. Do you reckon this passage of Scripture, 13th verse, 16th chapter, of 1 Corinthians is there because God needed to fill some extra space? Huh? No, absolutely not. It's not there because God wanted to fill in, because he wanted to even things up. No, it's there because we need it. Let me read it to you again from the New Living Translation. Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. And in the time that we're living in now, we must do that, because there's too many things out there that can discourage us. There's too many things out there that can cause us to want to quit, want to give up. But we have a commandment from God, In other words, we have an order from God not to quit. Amen. Put it back up there, New Living Translation. Our orders are to be on guard. Don't the Bible also say watch and pray? Yeah. Be on guard. Stand firm, how? In the faith. Stand firm in the faith. And what else? Be courageous. Isn't that what God told Joshua? Be strong and of good courage. Am I right? Amen. It's important that we are courageous people and be strong. I want you to understand something. Listen to me real good before we proceed on. God has not called us to be weak. Amen. I'll repeat that. God has not called us to be weak. Weaklings, fearful, timid. He called us to be strong and, listen to me, in whatever we face in life. I don't care what it is. If it runs contrary to the word of God, we are to stand strong in the faith. Amen. And throughout the scriptures, we read where it tells us to wake up. Wake up. Be awake. Be alert. Be sharp. Because, listen to me, the devil is always up to something. And he's going to continue to be up to something until that angel throws him in the bottomless pit. And that's only going to be for 1,000 years. And he's going to be released, and guess what? He'll be back to his old self, stirring up trouble again. The Bible tells us that, we won't go into that tonight, maybe another time, but the Bible tells us that he will be thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and we call that the 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the millennial reign, which means 1,000, the millennial reign of Christ, and then after that, Satan will be loosed for a little season, and he's going to continue to cause confusion and every evil work once again. But the next time, the Bible says he will not be thrown in the bottomless pit. He and all of his demons and all of his followers, those that rejected Jesus Christ, is going to be cast into the lake of fire. That's the reason we got to preach the gospel, folks. And when I say preach the gospel, I'm not just talking about what I'm doing right now, standing behind the podium. I'm talking about every day of our lives. With our mouths, we need to preach the gospel. With our lifestyle, we need to preach the gospel. With the choices we make in life, we need to preach the gospel. Should I go on? Amen. Because when it's over, it's over. Amen. But we're told to be strong. So let's move on. Praise God. And so my subject again is developing your spiritual strength, developing your spiritual strength. And of course, we know it began by a relationship and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're taking notes, you should already have that in your notes, if you've been with us. Amen. And the second thing we talked about was the fact that you must receive the word of God, must agree with the word of God, amen, and put the word of God to work in your life. And the third thing that we talked about was the fact that we must have a good relationship among ourselves. We must have a good relationship among ourselves, but let me tell you something. That is an individual choice. Did you get that? You know what? As a church body here, in this church, as a church body, we should be unified. We should walk in unity. Amen? We should have a good relationship with one another. But what it takes is an individual decision of each person. Each one of us must make the decision that I'm going to have a good relationship, or do everything I can to have a good relationship with my brother or my sister. Amen. And I talked about the other Sunday, excuse me, I believe it was the other Sunday, maybe the other Wednesday, I'm not sure which it was, but the fact that we don't need to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. We talked about the fact that when we come together, who's with us? When we come together in the name of the Lord, that is, well, Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, what did he say? There I am in the midst. Now, I don't believe I got this far. The third thing is we need to do good to each other. We need to be good to each other. Turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. You know, Christians need to be good people. Say that again. I heard just a handful of amen, just in case. Christians need to be good people.
Amen.
Yeah, that's better. Praise God. In Ephesians chapter 6, Galatians, thank you. Galatians chapter 6, I don't know why, I'm the next book is Ephesians. I guess I had that on Ephesians on my brain. But Galatians chapter 6, it says, Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. Now, all means everybody. Let us do good to all, but listen to this. Especially to those who are of the household of faith. You see that? We're to do good to everybody, but it is very important that we do good to the household of faith, our own brothers and sisters in the Lord. Who was it? I'm trying to remember. Peter and John? I think I'm right on this. When they were let out of prison, where did they go? Well, I'll tell you where they went. They didn't go to the bar. They didn't go to the movies. They didn't go to a ball game. Peter didn't say, man, I tell you what, I'm so glad to be out of this, out of prison. Let's go fishing. He didn't say that. The Bible says they went to their own company. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They went to their own company. Brothers and sisters, and this goes right along with my message the other week. It's important that we assemble ourselves together because we draw strength from one another. And I'll talk about that more a little bit later. But they went to their own company. They went to the believers first. Yes, we're supposed to love everybody. We're supposed to treat everybody right. Amen. We're supposed to treat people with love and respect. But not everybody understands us. But guess what? Your fellow believers understand you. They know where you're coming from. They know how to pray for you. They know how to keep you encouraged. Are you still here? You know, it's amazing to me, and I, you know, you see it sometime. It's amazing to me how some people would rather spend time with the unbelievers than the believers. Now, I'm not questioning their salvation, but I have to ask the question, why would a Christian want to spend the majority of their time with unbelievers? Listening to dirty jokes, hearing dirty stories, cursing, swearing. Folks, I don't want to hear that stuff. Anybody else? I don't want to hear that stuff. I want to be around somebody that's going to encourage me in the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it says, verse 10 again, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Now, I want to go back up to verse 9. And verse 9 says, and let us not grow weary while doing what? Doing what? Doing good. For in due season, in due season, everybody say due season. Due season. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Now, I think that's pretty well explanatory, but I want you to notice something. Well, let me ask you a question first. Have you asked God for something and you never got your answer? And you gave up and you quit? Or you decided that you're going to work it out your own way? Well, since God didn't seemingly come through for me, so I'm going to do it my way because I'm tired waiting on the Lord. Well, you need to go back to verse 9, and let me read it to you again. And let us not grow weary while doing good. While doing good, for in due season we shall reap. Now, you need to underline that in your Bible if you haven't already. Underline that in due season we shall reap. Or you can make a little note, if you don't mind writing in your Bible, you can make a little note over to the side and say, in due season I will reap if I don't quit or lose heart. I will reap if I don't quit or lose heart. See, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. When things get hard, that's not the time to quit. When it seems like things not working right, that's not the time to quit. The Bible says, first of all, even in the midst of the hard time, you should be doing good. And one of the good things is doing good to your fellow brother and sister. In other words, getting along with one another, having good fellowship with one another. There are too many things that can short circuit our prayers. Remember, Jesus said that whatever you ask, believe that you receive, and you shall have whatever it is you ask. But he didn't leave it at that. He went on to say, if you have aught, or if you have something against someone, he said, you need to forgive them. You need to forgive them. You need to forgive them, because if you don't forgive them, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you. Why? Because God is trying to bless you, but that thing is in the way. God's trying to answer your prayer, but your attitude is in the way. There's some things that you need to get right. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, well, he said it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, what I call the communion chapter. But, you know, he said, you know, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. One of the things that I have learned in my life since I've been a believer, and I didn't learn it instantly, but I had to mature into it, and I'm still learning, that if I take care of me, if I take a look at me, let me say this way, if I'm feeling out of sorts, I got to ask myself, why are you feeling this way? And if I answer myself, well, self, I'm feeling this way because of what somebody else did, then you got to ask yourself another question. Why are you allowing them to affect you this way? Listen to this. Why have you opened the door to let them on the inside of you? Why can't you sleep at night? Why are you thinking about them every day and every night? And by the way, the longer you let stuff simmer, the worse it's going to get. Because it may start out as a little aggravation, but if you allow that to hang around, it'll eventually turn into bitterness and hatred. Now you can't get your prayers answered because you have some situations you need to deal with in your own life. You still here? Hey, listen, folks, I've been there. We've all had to, I'm sure, we've all had to, am I the only one? Raise your hand, testify. You know, praise God. Amen. There's somebody somewhere at some point in time did something, said something, whatever, that got under your skin. Now, let me say this. If they're still getting under your skin, you need to kick them out. And make sure they don't get under your skin again. Because you have to understand, you can't change people, but you can change you. Amen. I can't change you, but I can change me. Even as a minister, even as a pastor, you're listening to me right now. But you know what? It's your choice to receive what I'm telling you. You can say, forget it. I'm not doing that. I can't stand such and such. I couldn't stand them when I came to church, and I will not stand them when I leave. No matter what you say. And I've had people to tell me that over the years. You know, I've sit and talk to folk, and matter of fact, folk want to ask me questions or get my advice on a certain situations, and I'm talking about privately, and you'll talk to them and you'll minister to them, and then what's really somewhat aggravating is when after you've done all of that, and then they tell you, I can't do that. I'm not doing that. I remember one couple my wife and I spent some time with, and actually I stayed with them longer than I should have. But you know when you love people and you want things to work in their life, you know what I'm saying? So I gave them extra time, and by the way, I was tired that day for some reason. I don't remember what was going on, but I was tired, but I put that aside, and I gave them my full attention. I listened to them, and then I gave them some advice and instructions based on the Word of God, all right? Based on the Word of God, and I listened. They talked things out, and I listened to them, and after about, 2 hours maybe? After about 2 hours, and I'm ready to go. I'm tired. I'm ready to go. I hadn't even had lunch, I don't think. Ready to go eat. And one of them said, but let me ask you this question. And I said, what's that? And it was the very same question they asked 2 hours ago. And I thought, oh my goodness. Now, I was nice about it, okay? I'm saying, we spent all this time and got nowhere. Guess what? Honestly, I felt like I had wasted 2 hours of my time. Because sometimes people only want to hear what they want to hear. Amen. Sometimes folks, before they ever come talk to you, they already got their mind made up. If you got your mind made up, leave me alone. If you got your mind made up, you don't want to hear what I got to say. And you're not going to abide by what I tell you. It's in the Word of God. You're not going to abide by it. You already got your mind made up. So we can stay there an hour, two, three, four, 5 hours, and you leave out of my office or wherever we are the same way you were when you came in. Because you knew you weren't going to listen before you ever got there. Now, I know I kind of deviated from my message a little bit here, but I believe I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. But when you have a mindset like that, your prayers get hindered. And you become frustrated because nothing is changing. I made a decision. I'm just not going to hold anything against anybody. If we need to talk about, if I need to talk to somebody about an issue, if there's an issue, because I am a communicator, I love to talk. If there's a problem, let's talk it out. If people have problems with me as a pastor, let's talk about it. Let's sit down and talk about it. Amen. You don't have to go to somebody else and tell them what you don't like about me. Tell me. We'll talk about it. I promise I won't lose my religion. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. The rest of you, don't worry about it. J- Jesus has done too much for me to go off. He's done too much for me. For me. So I don't have time to lose because of any person that's rebellious, stubborn. But I am a communicator. So if folks have an issue, let's sit down and talk about it. And we can pray about it if you're willing to pray. And I'll tell anybody, if there's anything that you don't like about me, pray for me. Talk to the Lord about me. I don't mind you talking to the Lord about me. Matter of fact, I hope you already are. Glory to God. And I believe you are. I believe you're praying for me not because you hate me or have anything against me. I believe you're praying for me because you love me. Amen. Hey, I appreciate the amens there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. My. I'm not getting very far, but that's okay. But we've got to take a look at ourselves. So verse 9, let me read 9 and 10 again. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, you see that word therefore? There would be no need for therefore in verse 10 if that wasn't a verse 9. You follow me? Let me read it to you again so we can connect it all together. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap. Somebody say amen. If we do not lose heart, therefore, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all. So that means that if you have, as to say, ought against someone, go ahead and forgive them. Go ahead and forgive them. You know, you might can't stand them in the flesh, but you put your flesh under. Amen. Put your flesh under. Because folks are not going to change just because you don't like them. What changes people is when we pray for them. Can I say that again? Yes. What changes people is when we pray for them. What changes people is when we talk to God about them. And when I say talk to God about them, not asking God to send lightning and strike them down, you know, teach them a lesson. Because, you know, in the flesh, you know, that's usually the first thing that comes to mind. Lord, get them. And get this, you know, being spirit-filled believers, and sometimes God uses us in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but sometimes we want to get in the flesh with that, don't we? And sometimes, you know, somebody's acting a certain way, doing something that we don't like, and so sometimes we want to go prophesy to them, not by the Spirit of God, but by our own spirit. Prophesy to them and say, God's fixing to get you, lightning. I prophesy to you, and if you don't change in 1 hour, lightning gonna strike you down. And afterwards you go, please, Lord, let it happen. No, what we got to understand is our heart's not right. Our heart's not right. We need to get our heart right. I don't really know why I stayed on that part so long. But I believe it's bearing fruit. Amen. Whether it's in the sanctuary or whether we're on, I'm not even sure if we're online or not, But it's bearing fruit. I believe that. But it's important. You hear me? Amen. It's important. Glory to God. All right, I gotta quit. Has this blessed y'all? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But understand something. I put this in my notes, especially concerning Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. But you know, when you do good to others, when you do good to others, when you do what's right, you know you're sowing, and anything you sow, you're going to reap a harvest. If you sow what's good, you're going to reap a harvest of what's good. If you sow what's bad, you're going to reap a harvest of what's bad. Amen? So I want to encourage you, sow good things. Make a decision that you're going to do good to your fellow brothers and your fellow sisters, and you're going to do good to those that don't believe as well. You're going to do good to them. You're going to pray for them. Amen. If it's within your ability to do so, you're going to help them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. How many of you tonight believe this message was worth preaching? Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I do too. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we know that this word will never, ever.